Hello, this is Ernie with As You Wish Movie.
Hi, Ernie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I was going to update it. I'm here on the computer trying to put in some leads real quick.
Okay.
But yeah, I know this. I changed my card.
Okay.
I left my card in the ATM machine. So you want me to give it to you over the phone or just
I can take it for you, no problem. Let me go to the billing screen. So other than the card, did anything else change, or is it still the same billing address?
Yeah, everything's the same.
Wellesley Manor? Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, 1 second.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. By the way, I have people calling me from different sources.
Okay.
But, I haven't really been getting that many calls. I got one guy who just called me and tried to scam me. That's about it.
Oh,
but I haven't been.
Okay.
Yeah, this last call, he tried to scam my credit card. But
really?
Besides that guy, yeah, the 512 guy. But besides that, I mean, I haven't really been picking up. I don't know. If y'all have been tracking the SEO side of it, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm paying y'all for besides the website, which I wanted to talk to you about buying the website, if that's a possibility. But, I really wanted to know about, how well the ranking has come over the past, I don't know, over a year that I've been with y'all. Like, is it getting any better here in the San Antonio area?
Let me take a look. I'm going out of the billing screen and I'm going to go into the dashboard. So give me a second here. So overall, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 5,690 times, and you've had 318 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So now I want to filter that just over the last 30 days and see. Over the last 30 days, it has been 185 times seen on the first page with 42 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So it looks like you're definitely getting found and you're still ranking, which is good. Let me look at one more section here. Oh, well, you have a good star rating, because sometimes if you get that type of activity, Ernie, and then, you know, let's say that you don't have a 5-star review on Google, sometimes that will affect your conversion and you know, the amount of people that call you. But it's showing here that you have a 4.77 star rating. So that's almost perfect, you know. So what I would recommend on your end is just keep that up. I don't know if you're using the review generator email or how you're getting so many, but, you know, keep getting some more 5 stars here and there. That will help you. And then what I can do on this end is have the technicians do a performance check. And if there's any revisions that will improve your ranking, I'll definitely have them include those for you behind the scenes.
Yeah, I had one guy that gave me 1-star review, and I didn't even meet him, and he messed up my 5-star review. And then I had this other guy.
Talking
then I had another guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I just had a guy give me a 4-star review, and because they accused us of breaking something, and then I went over there and I was like, no, this isn't broken. All you got to do is wind it back up. There's this patio furniture and the little thing unwinded. And
yeah.
And then I put it back together, and they were like, no, don't fix it. No, 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 no. And I went and I fixed it. They're like, oh, thank you. And then I got a 4-star review. I wasn't very happy about that. So my grandma was accusing me of breaking the, accusing us of breaking the furniture. And then I go over there and show them that it's not broken, that the little thing just unwinds. And I wind it back up and made it look like new again. And they're like, bless your heart. Thank you so much for fixing it. And the whole tune changed. And they still gave us a 4-star review, so I wasn't very happy about that either. So,
I wonder if they gave you the 4-star review before you fixed it, or do you think they gave it after?
They gave it after. I think that they were upset that I showed them that they were wrong. Because, like, when I tried to fix it, they were trying to stop me from fixing it. They're like, no, no, please, leave it alone, no. And I'm like, no, look, it's not broken. And I fixed it. Look. You know, so they weren't happy about that. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see that now. That's the most recent review, the 4-star. I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I can do is I can, you know, submit to that department to see if Google would be willing to entertain removing that 1-star review. You said
that'd be great.
You said they didn't use your service or they did?
No.
Oh, they did?
No, I didn't move him. I didn't move him at all. I moved someone that he was related to or something. I think he got all crazy for no reason, and he made up a bunch of stuff that never happened. And when I went to go look at his profile, he has a kind of a pattern where he'll give people 1-stars or 5-stars. And to be quite honest with you, he looks like a criminal.
Wow.
He just looks like I saw his little Google profile picture, and he looks like a mug. It looked like a mugshot. Like the dude just, I mean. And then he called me, and he's like, I'm going to find you, and starts cussing me out and all this stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? We never did that. Like, we moved someone, but we didn't make them move their own stuff and all these things he was saying. And there wasn't even any pizza in the apartment and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if you got the right person. And he's like, well, I'm going to pretend to be someone else and find you and take care of you, you beepity beep beep.
Wow.
So he had something wrong with him. I don't know, you know, what was going on, and I don't even know if that was even his relative or not that he was even talking
about.
Yeah,
that's
not
normal behavior. That's definitely not normal. So here's the thing. I want to be transparent with you and let you know that Google always will not, just when we submit the request, just automatically delete the review, and sometimes they deny it. So we're going to do our best to get it removed, but in the event that they won't remove it, the best thing you can do is to continue to get the 5 stars here and there, because what that does is it pushes that 1-star and that 4-star down, and pretty soon they become irrelevant anyway, right? So So I'll definitely submit to do that. And then I think we should start up with weekly posts for you, because I do see that we're running posts for you, but they're here and there. They're not consistent every week. So I think if we do that, that will help you too. So, and then there is a fresh lead on the dashboard that just came through, I think, yesterday. But you probably weren't able to get in just because of the payment issue, but it was just somebody texting you their address. 2414 Oakline Drive, if that means anything. It was from Patrick Blackrock.
24 what?
2414 Oakline Drive. But that's all they put. They didn't put the city. They didn't put anything else, but it came from Patrick Blackrock. So I don't know if maybe you were talking to someone that, you know, said, oh, hey, I'll text you my address or something, and maybe they use alcohol tracking. Yeah. But once you get the payment done, you can go on there and you can look at that, and maybe it'll ring a bell, you know?
I'm sure it will, and I probably have it on here already on my OnCue software, but it's certainly one thing, though. That's not a new customer. That's something I paid for. And I just talked to a lady that contacted 6 service pros on Thumbtack, so I'm 1 of 6.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then Thumbtack would charge me like $20 just for one lead. So Thumbtack is a way to get leads and to get it going, but Some of these lookups and some of the things, the activity that's been going on is because of Thumbtack. Which, by the way, I'm a top pro with Thumbtack. I'm the first listing, second listing, lots of times when you look up movers in San Antonio and you tick on the Thumbtack. I wish I could take all those reviews and put them on to Google. They're all 5-star reviews, but I know I can't do that. But regardless of that, I mean, I don't really want to get all my leads through Thumbtack because I don't like the way it's set up. I'm going through other avenues, but it's a growing thing, you know, and you just got to keep on applying and updating and what's the word I'm looking for, optimizing your efficiency.
Yeah.
So with different platforms, which don't include Thumbtack, because Thumbtack is kind of like not the ideal way of getting customers. So because of the way they set it up. Yeah, dude, I'm not happy with that. So.
Yeah, because they're sending it to several others, and then you're all bidding against each other, you know?
Yeah, and then you get the weekend warrior guy with the pickup truck and wants to come and do it for under cost.
Oh, wow.
You know, so then he's on there. And then what happens is that guy ends up not showing up. And then they're like, oh, we need someone. And then then they get someone last minute. So
yeah.
I get that a lot. So it's just not a very good setup.
Well, the good news is you're getting really good exposure on Google, and so we'll do those updates on this end, and I think that your traction will get even stronger. And then I sent you that review generator email. It's pretty self-explanatory, but of course, if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
Okay, well, let's get that card in.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready when you are. Is it still a Visa or is it a MasterCard now?
It's a Visa. It's still a Frost. They gave me a Visa card. I left it in the darn ATM machine.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to make a new one because they wanted.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm happy that, like, I know that the way our ATMs work is if you actually don't take it out, the machine will suck it back in, which is a good thing rather than just a stranger grabbing it, you know? So I know it's an inconvenience, but at least you don't have to, you know, worry about it since you got the new one. So go ahead
and
the numbers.
Another, mm-hmm. The biggest problem was I had two jobs worth of cash that got compromised as well. So they had to do an investigation, and it showed up in the ATM machine, but it's going to take them a while to give it back to me. So but I have to wait.
What was it? It was cash deposits?
I did a cash deposit, yeah, and it didn't, and it actually went through. Like, I finished the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I got lucky. So, I mean, I actually completed the transaction. Like, I deposited the cash, and I clicked no receipt, no email.
Oh, I see.
So it ended up not registering. So when I looked at my online banking, I was like, hey, where's the money I put in? And then I went to talk to them, and they had to open up an investigation, and there's the exact amount of cash. They found extra in the ATM machine. So luckily, you know, it was in the ATM machine. It didn't fit it back out, and no one took it or anything like that. But they have to make sure that no one else has an issue with this extra cash. But I guess it happens every once in a while.
Wow.
Like a machine will eat your money.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology, you can't always count on it.
Well, that's definitely a note to self to always get a receipt, you know, because I do the same thing. Sometimes I click on no receipt, you know. So from now on, I'm gonna get a receipt. I'm happy you told me that. So
I've never had that issue before, ever. I never thought it would ever happen, to be honest. And now I'm out, you know, almost $1,000. So anyway, let me go ahead and get that number two.
Yeah, you'll get it back, though. It's just now you have to be patient and wait for it. But it sounds like, you know, because when they investigate it, those ATMs have cameras, and they'll show you putting it in, you know. So how can they come back and say if they found that extra amount and then they have you on camera depositing it, how can they come back and say you're not going to get it, you know? So I think...
Oh, they already counted the money, and it was over. It was the exact amount that I told them. So they're like, oh, yeah, we found your money, but we can't give it to you. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, banks are funny. Yeah, thank you. That's funny. Yeah, because you would think they would at least say, hey, we'll deposit it, and then if your claim's not valid, we'll have to take it back, but, you know, or something like that. I'm surprised that they're holding it, but you'll get it back. I'm not worried about it based on
I'm not either, honestly. Honestly, it's kind of nice, you know, because now I just have some money that's just going to pop in randomly.
Yeah, there you
kinda
go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like makes me want to save more, in a sense. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like a tax refund or something when you never know what day it's going to hit, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's nice.
So it really doesn't bother me. I mean, I can, you know, back in the day, I would have said I didn't used to make that much. But now I'm kind of doing okay, where I can kind of get by.
Yeah.
But I remember the days
when it does come in.
I remember the days where, you know, I couldn't even spend the extra $100. You know, my goodness. Seems like yesterday.
Yep. I remember those days too. It's so funny how we all have to start somewhere, you know, and we all have those kind of stories where we're living paycheck to paycheck. And
Yeah, it's still not good yet, but it's certainly a whole lot better than it used to be. My goodness.
Yeah. I think it's good discipline to go through that. It teaches you, like, how to really manage money good. And, you know, even though it was hard times when I went through it when I was young, it taught me so much, you know. I'm thankful for it. So.
I had to get taught that your friends and your family are not the nice ones sometimes and don't have your best interests, because my parents passed away and all my inheritance was stolen. So they took millions of dollars of inheritance from me, and houses and cars and CDs and stocks and money market and blah blah, Edward Jones, everything you could think of. Houses, you know.
Your family?
And then, yeah, the ones that were left over, they were like vultures. They were just trying to take everything they could and fighting each other and all that. And then everyone died, so I was left with all these properties and houses, and I didn't get to keep any of it. They just took everything. They took all the money from my dad and insurance policy, and you name it, man. They went to court without me. They did whatever they could, especially when I was a minor. They had me sign paperwork, and they sold houses and kept all the money. Like, I mean, they did me so dirty. They would break into houses and take all the stuff that we own without, you know, it was just horrible. So I had to get past all that.
Yeah. And what's hurtful the most about that is that your parents' wishes weren't fulfilled.
Exactly.
That's the worst.
It wasn't just my parents. My dad obviously wanted me to have my own Harleys and my own money and my own warehouse that he had. I didn't get any of that. My step-grandpa obviously wanted me to have that $400,000 nest egg that he left for me, or, you know, that he put in a will. He put in an insurance document that he's going to leave all that to me, and they took it anyways. And that was over $400,000 just that alone. Not to mention the $300,000+ house that they stole, all the other houses that they stole, all the other properties that they stole. And the horrible thing about it is that we got all these things from people dying. So it wasn't like, you know, I mean, like grandpa and grandma and great grandpa and great aunt and all these people passed away. And they were just kind of riding the wave of dead relatives. Even though these relatives wanted the best interest for all of us, they were greedy and just wanted to take everything. So they just, I wasn't able to finish school. I was homeless. Mind you, when my dad was alive, my dad was wealthy. And so I remember bits and parts of that, of having a whole lot of money around. And then, you know, my grandma was in credit card debt off all the money that she inherited. And so, you know, we got to do some things. You know, I wasn't completely poor, but after they got involved and after everyone died, boy, was I poor. So now I'm just trying to, obviously do everything by myself, not need them or anyone.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ernie. You've gone through a lot. That's not a pretty picture when family does that to you. Now, it makes me think, no wonder why my brother and his wife were so happy that when my mom passed away, they live out of state, and I handled everything with, like, the sale of her house and the funeral and everything. But when it came down to dividing the money, I sent my brother his half, you know, because I know my mom. She said, I have two kids, and I want to split it between. And I remember that they were both on the phone, and they were thanking me, and they were so happy. But I thought, like, why wouldn't I? But I guess everybody doesn't think that way, you know? It's terrible.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. A lot of families are not families. And you get those people that are never around. And then as soon as someone dies, they pop out of nowhere. Hey, in fact, my other uncle passed away. One of the ones that kind of did me dirty too, but, you know, I still cared about him. You know, he didn't really do much. He just kind of hung out. He was like a porch, sit in the porch, drink beer kind of guy all day. So, you know, when he passed away, the other uncle that's been just been awful all these years, he actually kept his death a secret because the neighbor called him. And he kept his death a secret to all the rest of the cousins and family that's still alive.
Yeah.
And he was just milking out of the house, because all these other houses that we lost, the people dying and all that, my uncle ended up becoming a hoarder because of all the stuff. So he had the house packed to the brim in every single room,
ooh,
which I've been trying to renovate. So this guy was just there, you know, like a free pawn shop. He was just going in there, taking everything, never told me that Ricky died, never told any of my cousins, and didn't even pay for his funeral or anything. They just cremated him, I think.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
So there was no service. There was no service. There was no nothing. He just wanted to do what he always do. Just take whatever the hell he can take and screw everybody else.
I don't
know. So, just like he's the same guy that left me homeless. Mind you, I had to finish high school sleeping in a minivan. I couldn't finish college because I was homeless again. More issues. Meanwhile, he has hookers and drugs and country homes that he bought off of the money that he took from me.
Oh man, that's not good. Well, it's going to catch up to him eventually. That all of that can't buy happiness, and you know, and he's gonna pay for it one day. He'll see.
Yeah. So me and him are the last ones left out of my grandparents. Everyone else passed away randomly. So.
Does he still live in San Antonio, or?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
man. They have to cross the house once in a while.
Yeah, so I'm just happy that I'm in a place where I can, you know, help other people. People that work for me, you know, a lot of them have hard times and all that, and I'm just trying to grow this company, so they don't have to worry. Yeah, exactly. I've always been fair. I don't believe in lying or stealing or cheating at all.
I didn't
get raised that way. Even though it's been done to me, I don't do that. So.
I agree. So, yep. Good.
You ready for that number?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. 48, 56, 3100. Actually, excuse me. 3100.
Okay.
Okay. 15, 92, 96, 23.
Okay, and expiration?
0427.
And the code on the back?
489.
489. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you'll be good to go, and hopefully this is one less thing you have to worry about, right? At least you'll be up to speed. Yep, so let's just make sure everything processes.
E-R-E-E.
Oh, good, it worked. I got
the and then from now on, you can, mm-hmm. From now on, you can just use this card. And
you got
be
it.
Good to go.
Okay, so we have this card stored now, and thank you so much for updating that, too, and have a really great rest of your week.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to, you know, kind of timing it on the Google pages. Are you saying that I'm actually showing up first page sometimes?
Yep, you're ranking on the first page of Google because the tracking that I shared with you, it's from people finding you on the first page. So, for instance, let me go back to this, the filtered search from the past 30 days.
Is this the first time or is the first month that first page is starting to be more common with me or no?
No, because it's showing on the dashboard bar graphs of each month how many actions, how many impressions, who did a click to your site, who did a click to call, but also it tracks the keywords. So of the over the past 30 days where you had been found 185 times, it shows me 23 was for the keyword As You Wish, which is in your business name. 17 was for Movers Near Me, so you were found on the first page 17 times in the past month under Movers Near Me. Local Mover Near Me 15 times, Movers 15 times, Movers San Antonio 15 times, Moving Companies Near Me. So now that the payment went through, if you go back on the dashboard and you click on the tab that says Google Insights, that's the tab where you can see exactly how many impressions you're getting and for which keywords they're finding you for.
Okay, let me see here.
Yeah, so Google will track that. Like, let's say they put in movers, and then As You Wish Moving comes up on the first page amongst the other companies that are up there. And maybe they never click on you. Maybe they click on another company, but you were still found. So Google will track that. And then the second step Google tracks is what they did to contact you. So they'll click clicks for driving directions, clicks to call you, and clicks to your site.
Okay, I just looked at the. It looks like it was peaking in January, February, March. It seems like it's getting worse every month. Is that happening or no?
If I filtered it out over the last 3 months, it does look like you had more activity in January because it says 12 clicks to your website, 40 clicks for driving directions, and one click to call you. So you had more people clicking for driving directions. So do you have a brick-and-mortar location where people will come to you also?
Well, we do have a warehouse there with the address that I use to show up on. I thought it would help with the algorithm. But
yeah.
I don't really go there or anything. Maybe to get mail every once in a while.
I know. I'm surprised you're getting so many clicks for driving directions, because that's usually if you're like looking for a business and you're actually going to go there. That's what people.
You know what? It could be me and my friend. There's a taco place there. So me and my friends, we sometimes look it up just to go eat tacos.
Oh, it'll navigate you close to that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a taco truck right in front of it. And then also I use it sometimes. So
yeah.
I use it just to kind of go, if I want to go there, I'll just type in my business and I'll go there myself, you know, for directions, wherever I'm at. So that might be what's going on there. So, I'm looking here, and it seems like, on my phone, because I didn't have a password, but it seems like, it hasn't gotten that much better.
It does look like it's dipping down in April. I know that some of the results are like 7 days behind because of the payment issue. And also it's mm-hmm. not the end of the month yet, so this isn't the complete report for April. But remember, I'm sending that note to the technicians to do the performance check. So if there's anything that's needed that will help you, they'll get that taken care of behind the scenes.
I did take a week off. So that might be something. I took a week and a half off.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's probably what zipped it.
Yeah, I
stopped everything and, you know, sent people out if I could, but I was pretty much just gone, turned off the leads on Thumbtack and just, so I think that's what's going on there. So that means that a lot of these results are from Thumbtack and not actually organic leads. You know, so...
Well,
so that's probably what's happening.
These impressions and actions, they're coming directly from Google, not from Thumbtack. So it could get tracked on here. For example, if somebody found you on Thumbtack, and then before they hire you, they want to do a little bit of due diligence and make sure you're credible, and then they come to Google and they Google your name, then it could be a client that came from Thumbtack that is showing up on Google, but the tracking on here just comes from the Google activity, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, that could be...
As You Wish, 34 from As You Wish. Movies near me, 15,
right.
15.
So the As You Wish, they could be people finding you on Thumbtack that are just coming back to Google to kind of look you up before they hire you. You know what I mean? Just to make sure that you're credible.
Yeah. So is this for the month or is this in the last year?
So if you look at the top, there's a little button that you can filter out. You could put last 7 days, last 30 days, last 3 months, all time. So you can change that, the view. So what does it say on yours under Google Profile Action?
Let's see.
Does it say 318 or does it say 174 for the number?
Oh, I changed to 30. I had it on.
So it says 42. Yeah, so you can go back and you can filter it out and you can see the all-time results since you've been working with us. past 3 months, past 6 months. You could do a custom range if you want. So you can play around with it a little bit and just kind of see, you know, if things are, if any month looks a little bit, you know, off to you, you could always let us know.
Well, it certainly got better after January, so.
Oh, yeah. It will. It'll continue to getting better. I'm going to be sending that message out for them to, you know, do some revisions for you. Okay, Ernie?
I really appreciate your time and everything. It just it means a whole lot to me to get this going, and I just want to make sure everything is as perfect as can be. So thanks for your patience and you working with me and everything, and hopefully we can get this ball rolling.
Of course. Yeah, always we're here for you. If you ever have any questions ongoing, just call us. But in the meantime, we'll take care of the algorithm updates for you and put in some little posts and, you know, do things behind the scenes that will help you. And then I've already submitted over to Google to have them look at that review, and hopefully they can get that down. If not, just work on getting some more 5 stars in the meantime, okay?
So how often do y'all optimize? Do y'all have, like, do y'all optimize everyone's web listing every single day, or is this something that's done periodically, or...
So the listing's already been optimized, but Google changes the algorithms daily. So every day, I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every day you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So they're definitely working on this on an ongoing basis for you.
Wow. That is
That
is interesting. Okay,
yep,
then. Well,
exactly.
Thanks very much, and I hope it keeps getting better.
Yeah, it will. Thanks. And in the meantime, yeah, thanks for talking with me, too. I had enjoyed it, and I learned something about getting a receipt from the ATM no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Might as well.
Yep. And yeah, I always, you know, my one bank that I frequent, I always just do the email one because, it's, you know, I don't have to keep extra paper in my car or anything, you know, so I like that one. But, you know, sometimes I just get busy and I just hit no receipt, so I'm happy that you told me that. So,
yeah,
have
not,
a great
it probably makes
things
a lot easier.
It does.
Okay, you too.
It does. All right, thank you, Ernie. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.